وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. This is the class from the book بلوغ المرام، كتاب الصيام، للحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله تعالى العسقلاني. This hadith number 549. Hadith 549. قال المؤلف رحمه الله عن أبي هريرة، أي مروي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: هلكت يا رسول الله. قال: وما أهلكك؟ قال: وقعت على امرأتي في رمضان. فقال: هل تجد ما تعتقب رقبة؟ قال: لا. قال: فهل تستطيع أن تصوم شهرين متتابعين؟ قال: لا. قال: فهل تجد ما تطعم 60 مسكينا؟ قال: لا. ثم جلس، فأتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعرق فيه تمر، فقال: تصدق بهذا. فقال: أعلى أفقر منا؟ فما بين لابتيها أهل بيت أحوج إليه منا. فقال: على أفقر منا، فما بين لابتيها أهل بيت أحوج إليه منا. فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى بدت أنيابه، ثم قال: اذهب فأطعمه أهلك، اذهب فأطعمه أهلك. رواه السبعة واللفظ لمسلم. This hadith 549 narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, I am ruined. He asked him, what has ruined you? He replied, I had intercourse with my wife during Ramadan. He then asked him, can you get a slave to free? He said, no. He asked, can you fast 2 consecutive months? He said, no. He asked, can you provide food for 60 poor people? He said, no. He then sat down. Meanwhile, an araq, a containing dates, was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A araq is a basket containing 30 sa' of dates. Meanwhile, an araq containing dates was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, give this as sadaqah. The man said, am I to give to one who is poorer than we are? And he means his family. There is no family between the two mountains of Medina, Al-Madina, more in need of it than mine. The man said, am I to give to one who is poorer than we are? There is no family between the two mountains of Al-Madina more in need of than mine. More in need of it than mine. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam thereupon laughed till his premolar teeth appear. He then said, go and feed your family with it. Go and feed your family with it. Reported by As-Sab'a, and the wording is that of Muslim. In this authentic hadith, the ruling of someone who in the month of Ramadan, while fasting, has jima' with his wife, intercourse with his wife. What is the ruling? What is the expiation? Is in this hadith. First, it is that it is haram. It is not allowed because that's one of the nullifiers of fasting. Rather, it is the biggest nullifier of fasting. So it's not allowed. And the Sahabi here, he knew that. He noticed that. He knew that. But it happened. That's what he said, ahlaktu. That's what he said, I'm ruined, I'm destroyed. And I'm in a problem. So he knew what he did was wrong. So it's not allowed a man to have intercourse with his wife in the month of Ramadan while he is fasting, a mandatory fasting, Ramadan or any other mandatory fasting. And if it happened, he does that in the month of Ramadan, what's the expiation? This is what the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. First, the man to feed, to free a slave. How about if he's not able? He moved to the next thing, which is to fast two consecutive months. He started fasting. He will continue. He must continue 2 complete months. And he shouldn't break it. Except if he has excuse. Like person gets sick. Like the woman in state of menses, and the like. This is not in his hand. Other than that, he cannot break it until he complete the 2 months. If he does it, he will restart. He resume from beginning. 2 continuous months. And how about if he's not even able? As is the case of this Sahabi, he was not able to free a slave. Nor was he able to feed to fast 2 consecutive months. And then next wajib, which is that he feed 60 poor. Total emosetina miskina, 60 poor. How about if he's not even that able? This is what happened with this Sahabi. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, someone brought dates and he ordered this man to give it, since he does have what to feed with the poor, to expiate his sin, to give it to the poor. But the Sahabi, the man again, he mentioned that he is the poorest person in the Medina. Nobody is more in need of this charity than him. When he said that, Prophet ﷺ, he, alayhi salam, he laughed until his premolar teeth has been seen and appear. And that's when Prophet ﷺ, he laughed a lot. His mouth used to be, his teeth used to be seen. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he laughed, he was not used to make this noise people make. No noise. He was just, he used to smile. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today you hear people laughing. Where can you hear from next, from the neighbor? Yes. You are in the same apartment. You cannot sleep because of laughing. Sometimes even his woman, nasallahu salam wa afiyah, which is Muslima. Even a man, he shouldn't laugh in a way he make this big noise. Prophet sallam used to smile. Just used to smile. Sometimes you see in sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his anyab. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the man, then feed it to your family. فَأَطْعِمْهُ أَهْلَكَ. This is the consequence of someone who break the fasting through this nullifier, which is having intercourse with his wife. And in the hadith, the people of knowledge said, this shows that if someone does know something is not allowed, but he doesn't know the consequence, he doesn't know the punishment, that still the punishment will be established against him. This man, he knew doing that is not allowed, but he didn't know, the people of knowledge said, the consequence. He didn't know. That's why he came to the Prophet ﷺ asking the ruling of that. He didn't know the ruling. He knows it's haram, but he didn't know if you commit this type of sin, what's the next thing? Is there expiation or what? That's why he came to the Prophet ﷺ asking him. Prophet ﷺ, he told him. So there's a difference. Likewise, if somebody is steal, he knows stealing is haram, but he doesn't know the punishment of stealing, which is cutting his right hand off. The rule will be established. Somebody commits zina. He didn't know, he knew zina is haram, but he didn't know the ruling will be lashed. He will be lashed for it. He drink alcohol. He knows it's haram, but he doesn't know the ruling, the punishment. He will be punished for it. Na'am. Likewise, somebody, he did something which he knows is haram, but it's kufr. People of knowledge said he fell into kufr. He will be kafir, of course, with the other conditions. Why? Because this individual, he knows this is haram. He knows Allah forbade this. Allah forbade this. But if he doesn't know the zina is haram, stealing is haram, drinking alcohol is haram, and he did these things, nothing is on him. Nothing, no punishment is on him. Because he doesn't know it's haram. Allah said, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. The next hadith, وعن عائشة رضي الله وأم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يصبح جنبا من جماع ثم يغتسل ويصوم متفق عليه. وزاد مسلم في حديث أم سلمة ولا يقضي. حديث 559 عائشة رضي الله عنها أن أم سلمة, may Allah be pleased with them both, the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The wives of the Prophet ﷺ, they are the mothers of the believers. Two of them narrate this hadith, Aisha radiallahu anha and Umm Salama. May Allah be pleased. They said the Prophet ﷺ used to get up at dawn, Fajr time, while in a state of janabah, sexual impurity. Then he would take a bath and fast. Then he would take a bath and fast, agree upon. And Muslim added in the hadith of Umm Salama, he would not make up, meaning the fast. In this hadith, that if the fasting time starts while the person is state of janaba, or the woman, she didn't take bath from the menses, but it cut off, person fasts. Na'am, take shower and fasts. He fasts. This is what Prophet used to do. Prophet used to get up at dawn while in a state of janaba, sexual impurity. Then he would take a bath and fast. Sometimes Prophet, when he has relation with his wife, sometimes he used to take a bath. And sometimes he used to make wudu and sleep. He used to make wudu, sleep. Then he take bath when he wakes up. What sometimes happen is, he wake up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after dawn. After Fajr started, if it is fasting, he just take the bath and then he fast. Umm Salama radiallahu anha added, and he was not used to make up, meaning the fasting of that day. The same thing. Someone sleep and he had wet dream. And then he woke up at Fajr time or even after sunrise. Yes, he take bath and he fast. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من مات وعليه صيام صام عنه وليه متفق عليه. 551 narrated عائشة رضي الله عنها, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever dies while some fast is due from him, means which is unfulfilled, his heir must fast on his behalf. His heir must fast, those who inherit him must fast on his behalf, the close ones. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the ruling of someone who there was fast due on him. He was supposed to fast, he didn't fast, and he died. Like someone, he was sick in Ramadan, and he missed 20 days, then he died right after Ramadan. There's 20 days on him because he was sick. Someone who was fasting, he was traveling in Ramadan, and then he took the option to break the fasting. He has to make it up. A woman, there was menses on him. She has to make up those days she missed before that person died. So this fasting is on those people. Then who will fast? Al-Wali, the closest one, is those who inherit. If that person would have left behind some wealth, those who could take are those who should fast on behalf of him. But someone طيب باب صوم التطوع وما نهي عن صومه. Chapter 1, the voluntary fasting and the days fasting has been prohibited. The voluntary, after the Sheikh, he talked about the mandatory fasting. Now in this chapter, the voluntary fasting. And also the ruling of the days that which has been prohibited to fast. Hadith 552. عن أبي قتادة الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل عن صوم يوم عرفة قال يكفر السنة الماضية والباقية وسئل عن صوم يوم عاشوراء فقال يكفر السنة الماضية وسئل عن صوم يوم الاثنين فقال ذاك يوم ولدت فيه ذلك يوم ولدت فيه وبعثت فيه وأنزل علي فيه رواه مسلم ذلك يوم ولدت فيه وبعثت فيه وأنزل علي فيه رواه مسلم. نارين أبو قتادة الأنصاري, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about the fast on the day of Arafah, whereupon he said it expiates the sin of two preceding year and the coming year. It expiates the sins of the preceding year and the coming year. And he was asked about fasting on the day of Ashura, whereupon he said it expiates the sin of the preceding year. He was then asked about fasting on Monday, whereupon he said that's the day on which I was born. On it, I was commissioned with prophethood, and on it, means the Quran was revealed to me. Reported by Muslim. In this hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the reward of fasting the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah, when that day is, it is the ninth day of which month? The month of Dhul Hijjah, one day before the Eid. It is the day of Arafah that Allah completed the religion. The day Allah revealed the ayah, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Today I complete for you your religion. It's a very great day. And at that time it was also Friday. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that fasting that day is forgiveness for the sin of 2 years. And the second day is the day mentioned in this hadith, the day of Ashura. What is the day of Ashura? The 10th day of the month of Muharram. We know the day of Arafah, the speciality is the day Allah complete the religion of Al-Islam. Allah strengthen the deen of the Muslims. Jazakallahu khair. And it is the only year Prophet ﷺ, he make Hajj. The only year he make Hajj. It is that year. Yes, the Hajj was legislated the year before that. It's Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu who the Prophet commanded to lead the Hajj. Abu Bakr, he was the one who leading the Hajj. The first year it was made mandatory by the command of the Prophet ﷺ, of course. And then he was commanded to tell the Mushrikeen they cannot make Hajj, they cannot come back. Mushrikeen, they used to make Hajj. They used to make Hajj. They used to make Umrah. They used to pray. They used to fast. They used to pray. They build the Kaaba. Do we know all that? And some people claim they didn't believe the existence of Allah. Some Sufiya, Shia, they believe that the idol worshippers, the Quraysh, didn't believe in Allah's existence. How they didn't believe it? It is them who built the Kaaba. They used to make Hajj, Umrah. They used to fast the day, Yom Ashura. They used to fast. They have a lot of acts of worship. They used to make i'tikaf. They used to vow. They used to do all these things. But these things were mixed with shirk and innovation. Shirk and innovation. Shirk worshiping others with Allah. As they vow for Allah, they also vow for the dead, for the saint, for the angels, and the like. As they pray to Allah when they're in the difficult time, in hardship, دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين. They call only Allah alone, sincerely, single out in calling. They also in the East used to call others with him. This is shirk. It corrupts the act of worship. If it's an act of worship, you always direct it to Allah. وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Any act of worship, fasting, hajj, dua, and the like is the right of Allah. Don't ever do it for somebody else. No for saints, no for anybody else. So they had this shirk. Also, they have the problem of innovations. They innovated in the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. They changed many of the religion. وَرَهَبَانِيَ ابْتَدَعُوهَا. Innovations. And that also corrupted the act of worship. If you now, tonight, the Isha is for prayer, for rak'ah. Think about if you make it 5 rak'ah to worship Allah more. Because mashallah give you a lot of blessings. And instead of just 4, you say, tonight I'm praying the Isha 5. Allah will not accept it. Why? Because this is innovation. You add something to the religion. If a doctor give you a medicine, he tell you every 3 hours, take 1 pill. Will you take 30 pills? Because mashallah you want to recover very fast? No, you don't do that. The religion, if the judge tell you tomorrow come to the court 10 a.m., what do? You go there 8 a.m.? They kick you out. Or you go there 10 p.m., 11 p.m.? You're lost. You have to go by the rule. What do you think about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Man-made laws, they don't allow you to break their law. You have to go by it. Even if you believe it's wrong, you make so much demonstrations, until they change the law, they will punish you for it if you break it. How you break the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rule of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how you add something to it, how you change it. So therefore, we know those who say there is good innovation in Islam, they change the deen of Allah. Why are you making good innovation? Where is the good innovation? Prophet said, "Kullu bid'atin dalal." Every innovation, meaning the religion, is misguidance. Someone comes and says, no, that is good bid'ah. Okay, tell us what it is. When you say, la ilaha illallah, you remember Allah? Say 1,000 times or more or less to collectively, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha whole masjid. Turn the light off. That's what they do here in Georgia. Suri guy here, very deviating, Shi'i. This is what he teaches people. You turn the masjid light off, and then everybody, you hear it. One brother, he never knew that. Brother Ahmed Dir, he didn't know it. He looked for where the light is. And he turned on. What happened to him? Ask him. Subhanallah, he's scared. This is a religion. Because they say it's good innovation. What's wrong with us? We remember Allah, we're in a masjid. La ilaha illallah, how many times? What's wrong with la ilaha illallah? Nothing's wrong with la ilaha illallah, but how are you saying it? Nothing was wrong with using medicine, but how are you eating it? What amount are you eating it? What time are you eating it? People, they know, they understand worldly life. But when it comes to the religion, everybody talks about it. Even now, there are people out there saying, Wallahi al-Azim, you know what? Go to the bank, buy a house through to the bank, and accept the loan. It's not haram. Qaradaw, he's saying that, and his view, and they started following him. Some of them make names, Islamic Bank. Islamic Bank. Okay? If you pay this amount on that time, this is. If you pay ahead of time, it's less. The more it takes time, the more you're going to pay. Oh, but this is interest. Are you Muslim? Yeah. Oh, no, no. This is called profit. Wallahi, those who call bank Islamic bank, one buy a house through to them. And then he mentioned to one of the brothers, he said, this is riba, akhi. So how is it riba? So let us call the company. It's a bank, normal bank. They called online. He said, how much if I pay off the remaining? He said, this is the amount. And then plus the interest. Say, no, I'm a Muslim. I thought this is a bank of Islam. Oh, you Muslim? Yeah. No, it's a prophet. He changed the word interest to a prophet. Simple, but the consequence is the same thing. How about after, if we pay the rest, pay off the remaining next month? They say it changed. This take either 2 weeks, within 2 weeks or 1 week. He said, I don't know what they said. It changes. And you have that man who is Imam of Masjid say it's halal. Yeah. Some of them say if you are in a non-Muslim country, it's halal. Selling alcohol is haram. To the kuffar, it's halal, lawful. Don't drink alcohol, but sell it. Make money. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. No, this religion is from Allah. Nothing should be added. It should be taken as it is. If you are a true believer, take as it is. You are not taking it, then you're wrong. So those people, the mushrikeen, they used to make hajj, they used to make umrah, they used to fast, they used to pray, they used to make i'tikaf, they used to make nether. If you have proof and you need a proof for anyone of it, ask. It's in Quran and Sunnah. But they mix it with what? Shirk. They give the right of Allah to someone else. And also they mix it with innovations. They didn't stick to the what has been legislated. They change. أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءَ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْلَمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Today you have even kuffar saying, disbelievers out there saying, no, you know what? Muslims are too. Those who are very strict and those who are very open. We wanted those who are open. Yeah, those who are open. A disbeliever making decision. What Muslim is good, one Muslim is bad. He said, this is. And you find his Sufiya going in line to them. Going in line. Even we have been mentioned, even the so-and-so said we are good. We are good Muslims. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. They have a big conference in Russia. Putin is the one attended there. He makes sure everything is going well. What kind of Islam is that? That's where Muslims are today. If you say Quran and Sunnah, ala fahmi sahaba, the speech of Allah, the Sunnah of the Prophet, according to the understanding of the Sahaba, you seem somebody very strange talking about the people. Somebody doesn't know where he lives. That's time of Mecca and Medina. Now we are in the people, they went already to the moon. You are still here on the ground. Yes. One of the great ulama, Shah al-Qar'awi, rahimahullah, he used to teach the class or the book of fiqh. And whenever he finished, he started how to fast, like these books. How to fast, how to make hajj, how to make umrah, how to get married, how to make business. The Sheikh started book, he completed. Someone who used to attend back days, but he went to the market and he make business. And now he's, after years, he come to the class. The Sheikh is still teaching the same class. He didn't accept that. It was strange to him. It's still the same book when I was young. Now he has family. He was very patient until the Sheikh, he was about to go. The Sheikh said, I used to attend your class. You teach this book. You still teach it. And people now, they are on the moon. People, they reach the moon. You are still teaching the same book. How many years passed? The Sheikh said, Rahimahullah, you really study the book, nor did you go to the moon. You are not on the moon out there, and you don't know the book. Yes. One time I was Dunkin' Donut. A man, Muslim, was eating with the left hand. We were a group of people. Then I tell, eat with the right hand, Prophet said so. He said, you're still talking about right and left? People, they already make nuclear. He said, make a nuclear for us. So the like of that, if he has a nuclear, he hit you with the, he hit with the Muslims. Otherwise, what's the contradiction between making a nuclear, if you are able, and eating with the right hand? Can't you make any development, any progress, any civilization? Can't you do anything good unless you eat with the left hand? This is what some Muslims, they think. Unless everything, the kuffar, they're doing it, everything. They take as it is. They don't think they can make any progress in any part of worldly life. Nah, take the good. Take the right thing, the technology, the knowledge, the anything good they have it. Take it. Worldly things, not the religion. But leave off the bad thing. Not leave off the bad thing. The one you take from him, everything is the messenger, Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Everything comes from him is truth. Sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The rest of human individual, even great alim, don't take everything he says. Don't take everything he says. Because he is not perfect. He may have some mistake. In this hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned the day of Arafah. The day of Ashura is the day, so the mushrikeen, they used to fast the day of Ashura. And it is the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the victory to who? Prophet Musa over his enemy, Fir'aun. Children of the Banu Israel, the Jewish, they fasted. When they were asked by the Prophet, they said to thank Allah. Prophet said, we deserve, we are more related to Musa than you. And he commanded the Muslims to fast. At the beginning, it was mandatory. Before Ramadan, fasting day of Ashura was mandatory. Was mandatory. There was no Ramadan. Then when Ramadan was made mandatory, fasting day of Ashura became Sunnah. Highly recommended. How many forgiveness? 1 year or 2 year? Yes, 1 year or 2 year. The day of Arafah and the day of Ashura, which one 2 year, which one is 1 year? Okay, the day of Arafah is 2 year. The day of Ashura, how you know that? How? Is there something reminding you that? Yes, in the hadith, good. In the hadith. Sometimes I used to mix. I used to mix which one is 2 year, which 1 year. Until Jazahullah Khair, somebody said, the one 2 year is for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His religion is completed the day of Arafah. And the one year is for Prophet Musa Alayhi Wasallam. And Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is greater than Prophet Musa, even though all of them are great messengers of Allah. So that reminds me easier. The day of Arafah, the day Allah completed the religion of Islam for Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and for the Muslims. 2 year. The day Allah gave the victory to Prophet Musa, 1 year. And then the Prophet also mentioned why he fasted the day of the Monday. He said, that's the day, Yawmun Wulitu Fihi, is the day I born. And also on it, I was commissioned with prophethood. The day he was made a prophet. And وَأُنزِلَ عَلَيَّ فِيهِ the day the first Qur'an revealed unto him. All that was Monday. Also, what day the Prophet ﷺ died? Yes? Monday. Prophet ﷺ, he died Monday. He born Monday and he died Monday. One time he was asked why he's fasting Monday. He ﷺ said, it's the day I born. It is the day it was revealed unto me. It is the day I was sent. And another day, another hadith, he says, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why he fasts in Monday and Thursday is the 2 days that the righteous deeds are lift up to Allah Azza wa Jal. And I want my my deeds to be lift up to Allah while I'm in a state of fasting. So it's legislated to fast day of Arafah, day of Ashura, and Mondays. Mondays. وعن أبي next hadith By the way, when I am talking, if there is something you didn't understand well, don't shy to ask. Sometimes you may forget. وعن أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر رواه مسلم. Allah's messenger narrated by Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who fasts Ramadan then follows it with 6 days, with 6 means days of fasting from Shawwal, will be mean in terms of reward as if he has fasted a whole year, reported by Muslim. In the hadith, if a Muslim fasts the month of Ramadan, after he complete, he fasts any 6 days from the month of Shawwal, which is the month right after Ramadan. Of course, he's not allowed to fast the day of Eid, so he starts after the day of Eid. The day of Ramadan is 1 day. After Ramadan, the Eid is 1 day. So after that day, any day from the month of Shawwal, if he fasts 6 days, he is considered with Allahul Kareem that this Muslim, he fasted whole year. Allahu Akbar. Shawwal, yeah. So you fasted the month 29 or 30, plus just 6 days. With Allah, you fasted that whole year. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. You pray 5 prayers. You are considered someone who pray how many prayers? 50 days. Allahu Akbar. You are in ibadah whole day. Alhamdulillah. You pray Isha with Jama'ah. You are considered someone who pray how much? Half of the night. How about if you pray the Jama'ah, the congregational prayer in the masjid, Isha and Fajr? Somebody who pray whole night. You do something little, small, but with Allah is so great. How many ajr we miss by praying at our homes or our office while we are able to pray in the house of Allah? Al-Muhim. So in this hadith, if you fast Ramadan, then you fast 6 days. How about someone who fasts Ramadan some days? Because he traveled, he break fasting, he was get sick, the woman was breastfeeding. And so a person, he missed 10 days in Ramadan. If he, what will he do? Does he have to make up first the 10 days, then fast 6 days, or he can fast the 6 days of Shawwal, then later in the year, he fast he make up the missing days, and he still will get the complete reward. What is the ruling? Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, he must first fast whole Ramadan. So he make up those days, then fast. Some scholars, they said, if he fast whole Ramadan, he make up, and he fast 6 days of Shawwal, the ruling applies to. But the hadith, Prophet ﷺ here, the wording, he fast Ramadan, then, thumma, للتراخي, he followed up 6 days. He fast Ramadan. And someone who fast 20 days, or he fast even 29 days, and the month was 30, did he fast the whole Ramadan? You cannot say he fasted Ramadan. You say he fasted 29 days. He fasted 20 days. So that is the strongest opinion. Inshallah, fast first, make up the month of Ramadan. And then if somebody missed some days from last Ramadan, for instance, like a woman, she was in a state of menses, and when can she make it up? When she must make up, when that person must make up the days before Ramadan. So he missed 10 days from last Ramadan when he must start fasting. When 20 days left from Ramadan, it's a mandatory on him because he has to fast before the next Ramadan. He has to fast. So now he has a month and a half almost. He has still option. But no doubt, the faster he does the best. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ the person to hasten to the good, not to delay it. You don't know, you may get sick. You may be in a situation you cannot fast. Why are you delaying it? It's a debt on you. Make it up. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من عبد يصوم يوما في سبيل الله إلا باعد الله بذلك اليوم عن وجه النار 70 خريفا متفق عليه واللفظ لمسلم نار إلى أبو سعد أبو سعيد الخدري may Allah be pleased with him, Allah his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no slave of Allah, no slave will fast, means no person will fast for a day. For a day while engaged. No fast, no slave will fast for a day in the cause, for the sake of Allah. Without Allah removing the hellfire a distance of 7 years from his fast for that day. Agree upon, and the word is Muslim. No slave of Allah will fast for it, and the word is Muslims. No slave will fast for a day while engaged in jihad. This word while engaged in jihad, and the other for the sake of Allah, without Allah removing the hellfire a distance of 7 years from his face for that day. And yes, 7 years, 70, what I said, Jazakallah, is my English pronunciation. I want to say 70. Yes, from Africa, you mix the accents. Sorry about that. Barakallahu fi. Taib. So in this hadith, ma min abdi, no slave, no person, fast, yawman, a day, fi sabilillah. What's the meaning here? Fi sabilillah while in a jihad, or fi sabilillah for the sake of Allah? Okay, and the meaning is different. If someone fasts one day while he's in the jihad fi sabilillah, fighting in the cause of Allah, or someone fasts one day fi sabilillah for the sake of Allah, am is mutlaq fi sabilillah, is in the cause of Allah, fi sabilillah for the sake of Allah. Naam, he fasts for the sake of Allah. The origin is somebody in jihad. He's a legislator to make easy for him to be strong enough to confront his enemy. And fasting, no doubt, weakens. So, if you fast one day for the sake of Allah, you get this ajr of Allah distancing your face from hellfire 70 years. 70 years. Muttafaqun alayhi wa lafdhul Muslim. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم حتى نقول لا يفطر ويفطر حتى نقول لا يصوم وما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استكمل الصيام شهر قط إلا رمضان وما رأيت في شهر أكثر منه صياما في شعبان متفق عليه واللفظ لمسلم نار عائشة may Allah be pleased with her. Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to fast to such an extent that we thought he would never break his fast. And he would go without fasting to such an extent that we thought he would never fast. I never saw Allah's Messenger fast a complete month, except in Ramadan. And I never saw him fast more in any month than in the month of Sha'ban, agree upon, and the word is that of Muslim. In this hadith, the Messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu salam, this is his way. Sometimes he used to fast, consecutive, a lot of fasting. In a way, the Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, they thought he doesn't break the fast. It's just to keep on fasting, alayhi sallam. And sometimes he used to break the fasting. In a way, they say, he is not fasting. How many days the Prophet is not fasting? And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never complete a month in fasting except 1 month, Ramadan. Then what month he used to fast the most of it? The month of Sha'ban. The following the month, inshallah, which will be after almost 2 weeks. So be prepared for it. Fast the month of Sha'ban, most of it. And one of the benefits of that, it will make easy for you to fast Ramadan. It's like training. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you never complete a month in fasting except the month of Ramadan. And he didn't fast a month more than he fast from the month of Sha'ban, means after Ramadan. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه last حديث قال أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نصوم من الشهر 3 أيام 13 و14 و15 رواه النسائي والترمذي وصححه ابن حبان 556 ناري أبو ذر رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded us to fast 3 days in the month on the 13th, the 14th and the 15th reported by الترمذي النسائي الحمد لله قريب إيد صحيح authentic reported by الترمذي and النسائي stab ابن حبان قريب إيد صحيح means authentic in this hadith messenger محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم he command his ummah this is command of استحباب أمر استحباب لا أمر إيجاب is recommended to fast 3 days from the month if you fast 3 days from every month you are considered someone who fasts. You fast Ramadan, then every month you fast 3 days at least. You are considered someone who fasts whole year. So if you fast Ramadan and 6 days of Shawwal, and then after that, the next 10 months, you fast just 3 days each one, you are considered someone who fasts how many years? 2 years. And those 3 days from every month, those more like it is the 13th, the 14th, the 15th. But if you are not able, you can fast any other day in the month. As long as the 3 days take place in the month, you get the reward of fasting whole year. Any question, any correction? Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.